T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Big Three basketball movie character draft. We've been waiting for this for a long time. Jamie and Stoney. Stoney's off today, so Bogey is in. We appreciate that very much. Along with our producers, Greg and Paul, are going to draft the greatest basketball movie characters of all time. Now, I understand if we go by the ticket texts, 60% of you will find this to be amusing and engaging and fun, and 40% of you think it's the dumbest thing you've ever heard in your lives. We asked the 40% of you, just, you know, give us a break.
Suspend your disbelief.
Do you want to talk about Matthew Boyd, or do you want to do a big three basketball movie character draft?
Can we just do a bunch of different ones of these?
All right. This is Paul's idea. I don't want to put the onus on Paul, but do you want to lay out the ground rules here, Paul?
So the ground rules are we're drafting a big three team, and then the last round, there's 4 rounds, will be for coaches to coach the team. It has to be fictional characters. So Michael Jordan, playing Michael Jordan in Space Jam doesn't count because he's playing himself. So Charles Barkley in a movie, if he plays himself, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
You can take NBA players that play fictional characters, that's fine. If it's based on a true story, but it's a different person playing the person, that's fine. But they can't play themselves.
Okay.
And they can't have superpowers.
Yeah. I think that's important to note.
So yeah.
You can't take Spider-Man. I bet you he'd be a great basketball player because he could spin the web. And no, we've never seen Spider-Man play basketball.
And you can't take the kid from Like Mike who has magic shoes that make him a great basketball player.
Well, you could.
See, I think that's crap.
Magic shoes.
Yeah. I think that's crap because that gives him all his skill.
Right. But you don't get the shoes because magic's not real.
Well, then nobody's going to take a little Bow Wow then. And it's just not going to happen.
Okay. Or maybe they will.
All right, Calvin Cambridge.
We drew up numbers to see who was going to go first. So Bogey got the first pick. Greg Hargrave, is the second pick. Paul Serra will pick third, and I'll pick fourth. And unlike the rules of Hot Potato, just if you pick something well, it doesn't mean you get another pick, Bogey. We're going to actually take turns.
It does in the second round. Now, actually, to get this thing started, the draft is officially underway, by the way. Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that Bogey is actually shopping the first pick. He would like to trade down if there is a suitor.
Okay.
There's no offers. Nobody
well,
would like
you can
to.
Trade with
nobody
Heather,
like
who's
to trade
also
up.
Into her cutest guy pick
okay.
as well.
No, nobody wants to trade up. There's no package.
No.
Okay.
No.
With the first selection in the Big Three basketball movie character draft, Bogey selects Neon Boudreaux of Blue Chips.
Neon Boudreaux, of course, played in the movie by the great Shaquille O'Neal.
That's correct.
You know, it's a solid pick. I mean,
thank you.
Should I do the Jay Billis draft analysis? Great wingspan. The upside for this player is outstanding.
Player comparison, Shaquille O'Neal.
Not a lot of experience. I mean, we only saw him for 1 year at Western.
A bit of an unknown.
Don't know what he's going to turn into. Yes, exactly.
At Generic State University.
Western, I believe. The Penguins, weren't they?
Yeah, Western, yes.
Yes. All right. He did play under the legendary coach Pete Bell.
But dominant performance against Bob Knight in Indiana.
Yeah. High character. Yep. the only one that didn't take the bribes to go play there.
That's true. All right, so Neon Boudreaux is the first pick in the Big Three basketball movie character draft. We now go to Greg Hargrave. Greg?
With the second overall pick in the Big Three basketball movie character draft, Greg will select Jesus Shuttlesworth, played by Ray Allen in He Got Game.
And it's a great pick.
Great pick. If for no other reason than the 2-on-1 scene when he was in the recruiting trip. I had him pegged as the number one overall talent. I think it's a fantastic pick. Yes.
High school player, but I think he can develop in some kind of like a Ray Allen like player.
Yeah. It's a strong possibility. And of course he comes from that great Shuttlesworth stock, his father Jake, who also might be drafted in this draft. All right, let's go to Paul Serra. Paul.
Oh yeah, the pick is in, Greg. With the third pick of the Big Three basketball movie character draft, I'm going to take Butch McRae from the movie Blue Chips. Also from Western University under the great coach Pete Bell.
Yeah.
Played by Penny Hardaway.
Very solid selection.
Butch McRae, yes. Penny Hardaway, then in his most outstanding acting role. Greg, do you have a comparable player to Butch McRae from Blue Chips?
I'd say kind of a long, lanky shooting guard, maybe like Penny Hardaway.
Okay.
A Tracy McGrady type.
Okay, I think you guys are falling into a little bit of a trap here, and you're looking at the actor and not the, you know, you're like, oh, I'll take Shaq, I'll take Ray Allen, no. I'll take...
Well, these are also really great players in the movies, too.
Yeah, did you watch Neon Boudreaux dominate at Western?
You guys have all drafted guys who played at fictional colleges, or in Jesus Shuttlesworth's case, is a really good high school player. I'm going to go for a guy who played on one of the all-time great teams, the Showtime Lakers of the 80s, along with Magic and Kareem and Worthy. I'm taking Irwin Fletcher, Fletch, 6'5", 6'9", with the afro, and he was part of some great championship teams. So I'm going with Chevy Chase as Fletch in Fletch.
Wow.
Thank you. Do you want any comparables there? No? Kind of a Kurt Rambis type. And with the second pick in the draft, I am going to go with the best pure shooter in the history of movies. One of the great scorers of all time.
Don't say it.
And one of the true character players. I play, coach stays, he goes, I go. Jimmy Chitwood from the Hickory Huskers. Part of the great team, the Hickory Huskers, the 1956 Indiana State champions who beat South Bend Central. I thought about taking Doyle, number 15, the big man for South Bend Central, the Bears, but I'm going with Chitwood.
You're really putting a lot of stock in unathletic white guys, Jamie.
Boy, just, hey, are very relevant in this day and age.
I don't see race, okay? The three-point line, hello. All right, we go back to Paul Serra for his second pick.
All right, well, my second pick of the draft, the pick is in. Thank you, Greg. I'm going to go with Billy Hoyle from White Men Can't Jump.
Okay, yeah. Billy Ho.
Yep.
Played by Woody Harrelson.
Yes, the floor general. He can hit the shot. He's a great passer.
One career dunk.
Yes.
Yes.
He could do it.
Yeah.
And he hears Jimmy, unlike previous reports.
All right. So right now, Paul's team consists of Butch McRae from Blue Chips and Billy Hoyle from White Men Can't Jump. We go to Greg Hargrave.
Yeah. And he's talking to you about white players. Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, he can't jump.
He's the best player in that movie.
Really? You think so?
Yes.
Okay. Back to you, Greg.
All right, with my second round selection in the Big Three Basketball Movie Character Draft, I will select Quincy McCall, played by Omar Epps in Love and Basketball.
Mm. A very popular basketball movie, like beloved. Like
never seen it.
I haven't either, but I've read it's like a cult basketball. Like people really love that movie. So, all right.
He's the only pick so far that actually played in the NBA in the movie.
Not true. Irwin Fletcher. F. Fletch played in the NBA. There's highlights of him reaching out and biting an opposing player. All right, Kyle, you get two picks here.
With my second round selection, I am going to go with Jamal Jeffries from Juana Man. That's right. We are an inclusive team. We're making history here, okay? That's right.
Can you give me a scouting report on Jamal Jeffries?
Kind of a Ricky Paulding type.
Detroit product, went to Missouri, and I believe was a Piston at some point.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Second round pick.
The Pistons. Mm-hmm. And the draft rolls on. That's right. If you're just joining us, the Jamie and Stoney Show, Bogey in for Stoney. We are doing the Big Three Basketball Movie Character Draft.
Mm-hmm.
This is similar to what we did last year when we did our top four superhero football players.
I would imagine Spider-Man went pretty high in that as a defensive player because you can use the web and like take the football or tackle somebody. You know what I mean?
He fell to the third round and I grabbed him up and I put him at slot receiver.
Wow.
I don't even remember who the first pick was. Was it Thanos?
Superman.
Was Superman number one overall? Because I remember it was Leach was in for Stoney and Leach got all tied up in like the Hulk. And our point was, I don't think you can coach the Hulk.
No, he would have just killed everyone on the team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, on a certain play, he might open up a hole for your running back. But other plays, he's like, I don't know, jumping into the stands, doing crazy things.
I think it put the Hulk at running back. And I'd say put him at defensive tackle and he could wreck things like Aaron Donald.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so on round three, so far, here's how the draft's gone. Bogey went first, took Neon Boudreaux from Blue Chips.
Mm-hmm.
Greg took Jesus Shuttlesworth from He Got Game. Paul took Butch McRae from Blue Chips. I took Irwin Fletcher from Fletch. I have no chance of winning this. I just realized it. I think my team would actually win, but I have no chance of winning the Twitter poll. My first round pick in round two, Jimmy Chitwood from Hoosiers. Paul took Billy Hoyle from He Got Game. Greg took Quincy.
White man can't jump.
What did I say? Oh, He Got Game. Sorry, white man can't jump. Greg took Quincy McCall from Love and Basketball, showing the true romantic side. And Kyle took Jamal Jeffries from Juana Man.
That's right.
Kyle now has the first pick of round three. And are you going canine?
Well, so, yeah, that's right. The first pick in the third round. You know, look, I got my big man. Okay, I got Neon Boudreaux. He's going to command the paint. He's got tremendous feet. You know, can finish at the rim. Juana Man, more of a wing. You know, Jamal Jeffries, scorer out there. I need a guard. You know, I'm going for fit here, not best available. I'm going to go with Timo Cruz from Coach Carter. He's got a little bit of crazy in him. I need a bad boy. You know, he's got some tattoos. He's kind of a wild card. He might punch somebody, but he's a knockdown three-point shooter, and he can get my guys the ball.
All right. Timo Cruz. Greg.
All right, it's my third-round pick. I will select Sidney Dean, played by Wesley Snipes in White Men Can't Jump.
I can't believe he fell to the third round.
Well, I mean, look, he's a hothead. He's a somewhat controversial player. And at the most important moments of the game, he defers to his teammates, which I think is questionable. But still, a solid pick in the third round.
But you also want a player who's not going to ball hog and take that last shot. A guy who can distribute, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. All right, Paul, your final pick.
You know, not many people can say they beat the king and the duck. So you got to give him that.
That's true. That's a very good point.
I'm going to go with a little bit off the radar. Thanks, the pick is in. I'm going to go with Lewis Scott from Celtic Pride. He would have single-handedly beat the Celtics if he wasn't kidnapped from the Utah Jazz. He was the greatest player in the NBA at the time.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a very good point. Celtic Pride. Was it Daniel Stern and who?
It was Daniel Stern and...
Jim Belushi?
No. It was Ghostbuster Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd, who kidnapped him.
Damon Wayans, yeah.
Yeah,
so he
Damon
Wayans. So he wouldn't help the Jazz win the title.
I got to tell you, this is my last pick. And first of all, I need a guard. I need somebody who can distribute, run the offense. I do think one of the most unheralded players in movie basketball history is Buddy from the Hickory Huskers. I thought he was the glue of that team, played great defense, left the team mysteriously. No, left the team, he was kicked out of practice, mysteriously rejoined the team, and they never explained how he got back on the team. Played a key role. But I don't think I can draft three white guys and compete in the big three. So I'm going to take Uncle Drew.
Even two is a stretch. Ooh, that's
Uncle
a great...
Uncle Drew, a veteran guy.
Yep.
A guy who can, you know, run the offense, hit the big shot if necessary. A veteran.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll say a veteran, but plays young for a guy his age.
Mm-hmm.
Suspiciously young for a guy his age.
Yeah, I would say as well.
And just to make sure people know, we got a lot of ticket text on it going, why aren't you taking Michael Jordan from Space Jam? Again, you can't take a guy who plays himself.
Correct.
In a movie, okay?
And a lot of people are also wondering why you didn't take Scotty Howard from Teen Wolf. Because Scott Howard was not a good basketball player.
Teen Wolf was.
And you don't get the wolf. You only get the Scott Howard version, okay?
Now, Jamie, a bit of a critique on Uncle Drew. Sometimes he can come out in games and be a little flat.
It's a fair point. Very fair point.
Or at least the earth around him appears to be.
Yes, exactly. All right, so those are the teams. Heather, is there anybody we missed in terms of cuteness who you want to draft on Team Heather?
Well, for sure. I found out that Channing Tatum was in Coach Carter.
Yep.
He played Jason Lyle, and he is on my team for sure.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
I would also have Leonardo DiCaprio on my team as well. I don't know if anyone took him. I wasn't listening.
What movie was...
I don't know what he played, if he even played basketball in it, but he was in Basketball Diaries.
Okay.
I never saw the movie. I read the book, and I believe that he was just essentially a kid who did a lot of drugs and was in high school.
But so it was on the list of basketball movies.
Yes, yeah.
You know, another movie I don't actually think is a basketball movie, but when I Googled basketball movies, from Othello came up.
There was basketball in it.
Yes, and I don't know if Josh Hartnett actually played basketball in the movie.
I think he did.
But he'd be on my team as well.
Okay.
I don't understand the Josh Hartnett thing.
So cute.
Yeah.
I don't know what he looks like now.
I'm surprised you didn't go with Zac Efron from, what was it, High School Musical
or something
like that?
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Or one of those movies, yeah.
High School Musical.
No.
Okay.
I overlooked him.
He was good. He got a basketball scholarship offer, I believe, at Arizona in High School Musical 2.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Boy, you can tell you have young girls.
Hey, listen, we're all in this together. All right, so now we're going to draft our coaches. And I think there's an obvious name, but I'm going to save my critique until he's taken. I'm going to go with Eddie. This Whoopi Goldberg from 1996, Eddie. She took the New York Knicks and led them to basically a championship level team.
Which, if you can do that,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, yep.
She got through to her star players. She turned Dwayne Schintzis into a real good player. So my coach is Eddie, played by Whoopi Goldberg from the movie Eddie.
Didn't she keep Starks in check too?
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, so there you go. Paul, who's your coach?
Serious breakdown right there from Paul.
Mike, sorry, she did.
Career year from Starks that you're under Eddie.
So I'm going to go with a guy that knows how to handle egos. In my league, he'll be able to pay players, so he won't have to worry about that digging in on him. I'm going to go with Coach Pete Bell from Western University in Blue Chips.
You got to say it right. The great Pete Bell. Come on.
Yeah, but last time I saw Pete Bell, he was kicking a basketball into the stands, wasn't he?
But that's because he felt,
sold his soul.
He felt guilty about paying players, and that's how they were having success. In this situation, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he'll be able to pay them.
We've seen what he can do with proven talent.
Yeah, he's a national championship caliber coach if he could pay people.
All right.
Okay, so I kind of had my mind blown here by Paul when he let it be known that you can select real coaches who actually lived in real life, but they're not. The caveat is they just can't be played by themselves.
It's a bit of a loophole.
So I'm going to go with Don Haskins, the Texas Western head coach, played by Josh Lucas in Glory Road.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not crazy about that rule either, Greg. But hey, if it's out there, you take advantage of it. Now, I believe Don Haskins was not in the adult version of Glory Road, Glory Hole, was he? He was not. Okay, I was just checking. And Kyle, your coach.
Yeah, this is tough. I was going to go with Pete Bell because, again, I think he gets the most out of his talent. But I got to go with Ken Carter, Coach Carter.
Oh, really?
As my head coach. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I think he'll be able to relate to the players. He's got a relationship with Timo Cruz. It's a point guard driven system. So
you really like that movie.
I actually do.
Took a player and a coach
that's
from
right.
that movie.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
There was one coach I thought someone would take because it's a little bit out of nowhere, but no one picked him, and that's Jimmy Dolan from The Air Up There by Kevin Bacon.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. And nobody took Norman Dale from Hoosiers, played by Gene Hackman. And I have a long-standing belief that he is one of the worst coaches in the history of sports movies.
See, I don't get that. Why?
Let's list off some of the things he did. Okay.
Okay.
He chose to play with four players instead of five.
Well, he's trying to prove a point.
Okay.
Okay.
He let the town drunk coach the team at one key point.
He was rehabilitating him, trying to, you know, get him back to being sober.
He gets he benches the religious minded strap for most of the season until this district game, and then because of injury and whatnot, he puts him in the game and says, whatever you do, don't shoot the ball. Strap immediately scores back-to-back hoops. So obviously he had misdiagnosed him as a player all season long. And then what does he do? He calls a timeout. Like, what is he, Tommy Amaker? When your team's playing well, you let him keep playing.
He Nick Nursed him.
Okay. The one guy kid gets thrown into a trophy case, cuts up his shoulder.
Yeah.
And he wants to put him back in the game. And he basically tells the team doctor, get him back out there.
Play
he goes, I can't
it.
Do it. I can't do it. Playing his guy is injured. I mean, whatever. And then, of course, the last ultimate scene in the game, he basically calls for his best player to be a decoy. And there's a team insurrection to basically say, no, you're an idiot. Get Jimmy the ball. And it goes, oh, okay. Then you go ahead and shoot the last shot. Great coaching. Brilliant. They won despite Norman Dale.
Still had him in position to win, no matter what.
Yeah. Can I,
still
can
a great
go,
story.
Can I go over real quick the guys that were left in the green room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Snubs.
So we got no one drafted Ricky Rowe from Blue Chips.
No.
I thought about it because stretch fours are in right now, and he can just flat shoot it.
But
you know?
the whole fact that he was played by Matt Nover, I really think was a huge blow. If he'd been played by a better player in the movie, I think that would have helped.
Yeah, but it's all about the character. It's not about the actual actor.
And also left in the green room was Clarence Weathers, played by Andre Benjamin from Semi-Pro. He invented the alley-oop.
Oh, yeah. He did? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, Kyle Watson, played by Dwayne Martin in Above the Rim, who actually plays in the NBA. And Thomas Shep Shepard, who was in Above the Rim, who took over for him when he got hurt.
Now that's a real ball player.
And then Saleh from The Air Up There.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He I forgot about it. Him. Oh, yeah, that would have been a good one.
And if Stoney were here, he'd probably mention The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, because I think Dr. J was in that movie, but I don't know anything about it. Or he'd mention, like, Gabe Kaplan in Fast Break or something. But nevertheless.
Should we draft fourth men? What, no. Sixth men, essentially?
You want to take your dog,
no.
right?
Yeah. Air Bud. Come on.
He still wants Air Bud.
Of course.
All right. So there you go. Those are the teams. Greg's going to put them on our Twitter account. You vote who has the best team. I predict I'll finish last. Jamie and Stoney, bogey in for Stoney. 97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.